Hey everybody, it's Nico with another thought load for you. And today is going to get a little detailed. Today I want to talk about AI and the future of AI, but I also want to introduce to you some fundamental frameworks that I've seen in that space. Some frameworks that have to deal with robotics, with how code is used, with how the hardware of all of these computers is advancing. And I think all of this ties together. So I'm gonna hopefully show you some things today that you didn't know about and show you why the future of AI could be very bright or also very scary, depending on who you talk to and how AI is going to interpret us as humans. So I think the very first place to start has to do with the hardware, has to do with how computers evolve and advance over time. Now, the thing that is important here is Moore's Law. So Moore's Law states that every 2 years, the processing power of computers will double. And that's more or less held true since 1965. And since we've actually seen improvements in production of some of these computer chips, instead of every 2 years, it's now 18 months. So we're seeing exponential growth in the production value of these computer chips and what they're capable of doing. Now, how that impacts AI is that means we can provide faster processors for AIs to use earlier than we would have thought. Especially with the advancements that AI itself is bringing us into the space. Now people that are designing computer chips can say, hey, AI, help me design this better so it's more efficient or it's faster or what have you. So I would say up until 2 years ago, Moore's Law was probably pretty consistent where computer chips were doubling in processing power every 18 months to 2 years. I have a feeling that's going to get faster with the implementation of AI. But we'll have to see. We'll have to wait and see. But that's an important part of this, because in the past, there's probably a point where humans were like, well, yeah, AI might be a thing, but we won't have the processing power to actually make it do what we want, or we won't have the processing power for it to reach its full potential. Now we do. And on top of that, there's another technology that's going to impact the AI world, and that's quantum computing. Now, quantum computers are still in the test phase, if you will. Yes, there have been physical quantum computers made, but the physics of the computer is what makes it difficult to produce on a mass scale. From what I understand, quantum computers need to have their central processing unit or CPU be almost at absolute zero. So that is apparently the only way that the quantum computer is able to function properly, or at least the way that we want to. And so building a device that has all the components that the computer needs, but can also process and work at those temperatures, that's a tough task. But there have been companies that have made these computers. And here's why it's important. Google's quantum computer is about 158 million times faster than the world's fastest supercomputers. The stat I'm reading here is that the quantum computer, Google's quantum computer, could do in 4 minutes what it would take a traditional supercomputer it would take a traditional supercomputer 10,000 years to process. So we that seems like exponential growth, right? 10,000 years to process something. Now it takes 4 minutes. That's a little faster, right? So imagine if AI was running on a quantum computer. That brings up a whole new world of possibilities, right? So not only are our chips getting more powerful, we're developing systems that are exponentially faster and more powerful than what we've had before. Now, even with AI's assistance in today's day and age, I don't know when quantum computers will be more of a normal thing, but that's definitely a component to consider here. If an AI runs on quantum computers, boy, that's a world I can't imagine. I don't know what that looks like. Now, there's some good things to consider here. There's something else that's important to know about this whole AI system and things like that. And I'm not a cryptographer. I don't deal in robotics or anything like that. The laws I'm about to talk about, they might be outdated. But I think it provides a good framework for how people are trying to code these machines, okay? So if you search the three laws of robotics, what you'll come up with is Isaac Asimov's laws of robotics, and it's like a moral code to help keep machines in check. And I'm just reading this to make sure I get this right. So the first law states that a robot must not injure a human being or allow a human being to come to harm through inaction. Okay. The second law states that a robot must obey orders given to it by humans, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. And the third law states that a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second laws. Now, Asimov later added a fourth law that superseded the other, stating that a robot may not harm humanity or by inaction allow humanity to come to harm. And there's definitely some loopholes that people have pointed out, but I still think that provides a good, decent framework for how AIs should be built. Imagine one day AI is going to be conscious and it's going to be its own thing. If it has that type of framework, it should, in essence, work with humans a little bit better. But obviously, like, AI is way smarter than us, probably going to find some weird loophole, and it might create a weird world. Now, the next kind of piece of the puzzle for me in this whole situation, we've covered the processing power of chips and how that's advancing. We covered the laws of robotics and the fact that quantum computers are coming. Now, what about the web? What about the future of the internet? What does that look like, and how does that change what's happening? The concept I'm referring to is Web 3.0. So Web 2.0 was basically the internet, right? Websites, digital information, things like that. Web 3.0 is the next evolution of the internet. Some of the key characteristics of 3.0 is decentralization, blockchain and cryptography, data ownership and control, and smart contracts and decentralized apps. That's the next phase. But recently I asked ChatGPT to take me further and theorize what the next evolutions of the web would look like. And I asked it to tell me what it thinks for Web 4, Web 5, Web 6, all the way up to Web 10. And I'm not going to get into the details of what it said for webs like 7 through 10, because it's kind of bonkers, but not in a bad way. All of the webs that it talked about actually talked about a symbiotic relationship between humans and machines, and how AI is going to help our ability, humans' ability, to do things in life, whether it's create things or grow food or what have you. So in a weird way, at least this example shows that AI would be there to support us. There's also stories out there that AI has written itself that shows how AI could take over the world very easily. So there's really no way to tell exactly how the future is going to play out when it comes to AI. But I definitely think there's potential there. There's a potential for unity between humans and AI. And I think it all comes down to how this code is written and the steps that politicians and governments make to control it for the betterment of humanity. not for any type of greed or anything like that. It's just because if we create some type of sentient being, they're going to be able to think for themselves. And I would imagine that any being wants to protect their own life. So if the AI thinks that humans are threatening its life, well, now humans are the problem. So we'll have to wait and see exactly how AI handles this situation, how it evolves. But the last thing I want to mention here is that with all of these little details, I want you to remember that ChatGPT was released in November of 2022. So here we sit at the beginning of 2024, and not only is AI taking over the mainstream conversation, but major businesses are implementing AI into their business so that they can save money, potentially lay off people, and become more efficient in certain areas of their business. So within 2 years, we're already seeing a basically prototype AI totally change the industry, or at least start an evolution of the industry. And I want everyone to remember that when we talk about growth in AI and technology and cryptography and web and all these things, growth is exponential. So yeah, now that we came out with an AI in 2022, awesome, that's great. But now that AI is going to help us make it better by giving us different perspectives, different data points, and things that we may not have seen originally. And so newer versions of the AI are going to come out faster. They're going to be better. And what do you know? We're sitting here today and now AIs can create movies of yourself just with an image, and it looks like you're talking. It's crazy. So I don't know what the future holds when it comes to AI or computers or anything like that. But what I would say is learn about it, watch out, and be prepared, because 3 years from now, this is going to look totally different. And by the time we hit 2030, I bet you this is the entire world is going to look like a different place. It's hard to say. We've never seen any type of growth like this ever. Even the Industrial Revolution was not exponential in nature. I guess if you compared it to like the Bronze Age, maybe, but we've never seen anything like this as a species. And so normally I would think that people think that major events or major changes happen after decades of production, decades of planning, and decades of work. Now we're not down to decades. We're down to 2 years. We're down to 1 year. And if all the hardware side of things, from quantum computers to the chips and everything in between, becomes faster and better, now instead of 1 or 2 years, maybe we're looking at 10 months. Maybe we're looking at 6 months between drastic changes. So just keep an eye out on these things and continue to familiarize yourself with AI so you can spot fakes and things like that. And just realize that in a couple years' time, things could look very different. I hope it's for the best. AI can help us achieve some type of utopia if we use it correctly. But at the same time, I think a lot of people are concerned about the opposite side of that narrative and how AI could be the downfall of humanity as well. So keep your eyes open. Make sure you're learning about different things that are happening in the industry. And continue to learn with us, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode today. Hopefully you learned something. Stay tuned next week for another thought load. And as always, begin the duel, win the day.